This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To yet another show here. It is Thanksgiving Day Eve. And we are here, of course, to take your phone calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can get into one of those. We'll get you on the air. You can talk about whatever you want to discuss with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Cunningham.
And Daryl.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up anything. Daryl, you and I ended up with the same piece of show prep tonight, independently of one another. And it's about Venezuela and the latest situation in the, what is the nightmare of socialist control down there. It's a situation we've been following as closely as we can, given that we're thousands of miles away from it.
Yes.
But you've got a story about China getting involved to help out Nicolas Maduro and his regime control more people.
Yeah, the story that I have, and I don't know what's the source on your story.
Reuters.
Yep, that's the same one I have. Apparently, they're saying that China's telecom giant ZTE is helping Venezuela build a system that monitors citizen behavior through a new identification card called the Fatherland Card.
That sounds like something they'd make here in the United States.
No. Here it would be the Motherland.
Well, it's Homeland Security here. So that was the Homeland Security was sort of their version of the Fatherland, wasn't it?
Yeah, Fatherland was also what Germany was referred to.
Right. They didn't want to use the term Fatherland when they created Homeland Security, so they chose Homeland instead of Fatherland.
Right, but I have also heard people refer to the U.S. as being the Motherland.
Okay.
Which is kind of the opposite.
I believe you.
But if anyone brings it up here in this country, it'll be something patriot, like the Patriot badge. And if you get one, you get Patriot perks.
Ooh. Are you a good patriot?
Yeah, right?
How many points did you score this year?
How many times did you stand up for the national anthem? You get 1 point for every standing for the national anthem. Anytime you go door to door, tell your neighbors of the love you have for your country. There's probably a good five or six right there.
All right, so hold on. The standing for the national anthem thing. So there have been several races that I've been to where I've been standing in the start corral and they play the song and I just don't want to, try making room to sit down. So I just turn my back to
would
the
you,
music.
Would you sit
so
down?
I'm
would
still
you,
standing.
But is there a difference between sitting and kneeling?
Yes. Kneeling is an act of submission. If you are surrendering sword.
Do these football players realize that they're submitting?
Yes.
Who are they submitting to? Trump?
No, they're doing it as, and there's actually an article, fairly lengthy article, about Colin Kaepernick, who during the first time that he did not stand for the national anthem, he sat down.
Right.
One of his coworkers was a veteran. And talked to him and said, hey, some people are getting offended. Maybe if you kneel instead, because it's what people do when they pray. It's what soldiers do to show, sort of reverence to somebody higher. So he knew that by kneeling, he was doing something that would be deemed an act of submission. He just, said that he could not stand during the national anthem. So
In that case, I would sit down.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that he knew that he was submitting because that kind of defeats the whole purpose of what he's doing.
Well, isn't standing during the national anthem the act of submission in that particular case?
In our opinion, yes.
My question is, I was already standing up and did not have a bench on which to sit and didn't want to try pushing people out of the way to just sit on the concrete. Mm-hmm. So I turned my back to the music.
Right. That's a way to do it.
So would I still be considered standing in your view?
No, I think that you've done what you can do in your position. But Ian, you bring up a great point.
You're objecting while standing.
Anyone
right.
who stands for the anthem or for the pledge is, in a way, submitting to the state.
Correct. They're showing that they're part of this concept.
So
they support
it. So if you kneel in an act of prayer, in an act of...
It's just an act of defiance.
They do it when they score a touchdown, so they're winning. Maybe he is kneeling way of proving that he's winning.
So let's get back into the Reuters article here.
Well, I think it's stupid.
In April 2008, former Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez dispatched Justice Ministry officials to visit counterparts in the Chinese technology hub of Shenzhen. Their mission, according to a member of the Venezuela delegation, was to learn the workings of China's national identification card. Chavez, a decade into his self-styled socialist revolution, wanted to help provide ID credentials to millions of Venezuelans who still lacked basic documentation needed for tasks like voting or opening a bank account. Once in Shenzhen, though, the Venezuelans...
You think it should be a crazed maniac to open up a bank account in Venezuela? What with the way they are ravaging the economy there, it just isn't going to help
Is
you in any way.
Again, this quest started a decade ago.
Okay.
He says, once in Shenzhen, though, the Venezuelans realized the card could do far more than just identify the recipient.
It can also control.
They're the headquarters of Chinese telecom giant ZTE. They learned how China, using smart cards, was developing a system that would help Beijing track social, political, and economic behavior. Using vast databases to store information gathered with the card's use, a government could monitor everything from a citizen's personal finances to medical history and voting activity. A member of the Venezuela delegation, technical advisor Anthony Daquin, said, "What we saw in China changed everything." His initial amazement, he said, gradually turned to fear that such a system could lead to abuses of privacy by Venezuela's government.
Wait, quote, who is this guy? A government guy from Venezuela?
They are looking to have citizen control. Yes, he was a member of the Venezuelan delegation that went to China
right, 10 years
to
ago.
Investigate this 10 years ago.
Right.
He was a technical advisor. Says his initial amazement gradually turned to fear that
right.
such a system could lead to abuses of privacy.
And he thought that up a decade ago. He's talking about his initial thought a decade ago, not right now, where
right.
it almost certainly would lead to that. I mean, it would certainly lead to it anyway, because it's government. The more information
right.
that you give the government, the more information they have to use against you. And so, basically, you've got a bunch of government guys from Venezuela who went over there and they started salivating at all of the opportunities that they could have with this Chinese manufactured card system, ID card system.
You know, this is very similar to what Chavez was doing, going to Russia and checking out what they had going on.
Well, this was Chavez. 10 years ago, that would have been Chavez.
A decade ago, he sent a delegation to China to check out what they were doing. He probably sent a delegation to Russia.
Yeah, so
he probably sent a delegation to Germany. He probably sent delegations to a bunch of countries.
I'm sorry, not Chavez. Pretty Boy, back in the 70s.
Pretty Boy where?
He got shot up by the CIA.
In what country?
He was Bolivian originally, but it was... Cuba.
The pretty boy that got shot.
You're talking
in
about. You're talking about Che?
Che, I'm having such a.
I think he was. Wasn't he killed earlier than the 70s? I thought he was killed
I'm
in the 60s, but I could be wrong.
Positive.
I don't know.
Continuing on, the following year, when he raised concerns with Venezuelan officials, Daquin told Reuters he was detained, beaten, and extorted by intelligence agents.
Che Guevara killed 1967, executed by shooting.
That was close.
They knocked several teeth out with a handgun and accused him of treasonous behavior, prompting him to flee the country. Government spokespeople had no comment on his account of what happened. The project languished, but 10 years after the trip to Shenzhen, Venezuela is rolling out a new smart card ID known as the Carnet de la Patria, or the Fatherland Card. The ID transmits data about cardholders to computer servers. The card is increasingly linked by the government to subsidized food, health, and other social programs most Venezuelans rely on for survival.
Total control. If you don't have the government ID card, you don't get to eat. We got more coming up here on this, and your calls and thoughts are, of course, welcome. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us on the radio here if you want. We're talking about a creepy card, the Fatherland card, as it is perhaps going to be called, as issued by a Chinese telecom giant, which, of course, as I understand, and I don't have a great understanding of how all the China, you know, setup works over there. But I understand that the government has some kind of hand in every single business. That they're all somehow state-run, even though they seem to be, you know, separate corporations. I don't know how that all works over there. But anyway, it's basically interfacing here with the Chinese government to some extent, or at the very least this mega corporation that's, you know, how involved they are with the government, I don't know. But anyway, to control people. And to do more than just allow people to, well, do you have that quick laundry list of some of the things that they were looking at a decade ago, saying, oh, well, this, we want this card to identify people. And then they realized after they met with the Chinese manufacturer, oh, well, we can actually not only identify people, but we could also
identify and then monitor everything from a citizen's personal finances to medical history and voting activity.
That's a lot, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
And their social networking, their social interactions on the webs.
Well, they weren't talking about that a decade ago.
But that's what they want now.
That's what China is doing now.
And
Venezuela will probably do that, but we've not gotten that far into the story.
Right.
All right, before we do that, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. If you're interested in learning about Bitcoin, the price is down big time in just the last week and a half. It might be a good time to consider buying, but at the very least, it is a good time to look into it and learn about Bitcoin. So go to Bitcoin.com. You can take their Bitcoin Academy there, and that is a free thing to do, and that'll get you up to speed on the first decade of cryptocurrency, the very beginnings of it. Where did it come from? Well, it all started with Bitcoin, so learn about it over at Bitcoin.com. Gerald, the story coming from Reuters that you're sharing with us today.
Now, we have been talking about, off and on, the Sesame credit, or the Zima credit.
In China.
That they've been working on since 2015. I don't know that...
In China.
Correct. And this... But I can't find any connection to ZTE in this article that I'm reading on the credit. So I'm thinking this is a whole different thing. I'm thinking China has had... They've had their governmental ID with all of this information alongside it for how long? Because I thought this was a new thing, but I guess they've had this for forever. And
you,
so now,
when you say you thought this was a new thing, you mean the Chinese like social scoring system?
The social credit that is Sesame credit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new thing since 2015.
Yeah, yes. So something new they probably
again,
added on top.
Different from the Venezuelan Fatherland card.
Correct, which they are modeling off of the Chinese ID card.
Yeah, and the Chinese are probably looking at what the Stasi did, where
right.
They were running things off of IBM computers.
Right, so I think, I mean, maybe I'm missing something here, but I think what you're saying, Conan, is this technology was introduced to the Venezuelans a decade ago. It was probably already being rolled out in China at that time.
Right.
It's likely, and again, this is just speculation, that the Chinese social points system that you're referring to now...
This has increased the monitoring of their civilians.
It's likely
that
layered on top of the card, right? So when... You know, the government control systems build on one another.
Right.
Oh, first you have birth certificates. Then in order to get a birth certificate, you get a social security number. You get a driver's license. You get a passport. You have all these sort of nexus points with the government.
And you need all your licensing to do whatever, to hunt, to work, to drive.
And then later they say, well, initially they say you don't need the social security number for identity purposes. But then later every place is asking for the social security number for identity purposes.
Right. Originally you would only get the social security number when you got a job to pay into Social Security, and now there's some schools that will not let someone enroll their child unless the child has a Social Security
right.
number.
And now you have your national ID, which you can opt out of.
The real ID, as they call
correct,
it, you mean?
Correct. But I mean, give it another couple of years, and you'll have, you'll have companies, say, who drive a lot, truck drivers, and or what I do at Enterprise, they'll be like, yeah, we can't accept you unless you have a national ID.
Well, hopefully it won't get to that point, but that is the kind of the building
the
process that we're talking about here. And so what I'm
and
saying
it's really
is
really only libertarians and some sort of constitutionalists that refer to Real ID as a national ID card.
Right, because it is basically a set of standards developed by the federal government and then foisted
and then
upon the states.
Everything goes into a national database, but it's not the federal government issuing the card.
Yeah, it's a de facto.
But it's de facto, but again, if you go and just talk to a random person off of the street and say, do you have a national ID card? They're not going to have any clue what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll tell them. That's what I'm talking about. The national ID is the one that's going to be in the pockets of the CIA and the TSA and the NSA all these bad boys, and they're going to have all your information. And your 5-year-old might be on a watch list when he gets on the next plane.
There are some people that when you say national ID card, they think, oh, you mean passport?
Well, that's also a national ID card.
Correct. And I'll tell them, no, I'm not talking about the silly passport. I'm talking about something different.
So what I was pointing out there is China's probably been building this system over time to where they had this fatherland card maybe a decade ago, and just now, or at 2015, as you said, they rolled out this social point system into which, you know, you get points scored based on the number on your fatherland card or whatever. I'm speculating on exactly how all that interacts, but it wouldn't surprise me, right? In the same way that you need to have the government number to, you know, create new accounts and things like that here in the United States. And if they were gonna launch a similar social points rating system here in the U.S., they would probably base it on the social security number.
Yep.
Right? So anyway, so they got back from this trip. The dude, what happened to the dude that was originally skeptical?
He says he was detained, beaten, extorted by intelligence agents, had several of his teeth knocked out with a handgun, and accused of treason.
This was the Venezuelan guy who originally was part of the envoy to go to China a decade ago.
Technical advisor Anthony Daquin, who was a member of the Venezuelan delegation that went to China.
Yeah.
The Venezuelan government has made no comment on whether or
about
not he was detained, beaten, extorted, accused of treason, etc. The role that ZTE has...
I would love to hear... I know it's not about that story, but I would love to hear more about that story. You know, like...
They don't have that in here.
Right, I know it's not about that. That's what I'm saying. I know that. I would just love to, you know... This gentleman's story, I think, would be very interesting to know why he was beaten. You know, what were they accusing him of? When did this happen?
They accused him of treason.
Right, but when did it happen? Was it immediately upon return, years later?
A year after they returned, mm-hmm. when he expressed concern to Venezuelan officials about the thing.
Okay.
Is when he was detained, beaten, extorted, and accused of treason.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that connecting point there.
But he's still alive, so he must have figured out a way to get out of there with his head.
ZTE's role in the Fatherland Project, Reuters says, is detailed here for the first time, and it's the heart of the program.
All right, we're going to get into it, because look, even if you're never going to move to Venezuela, this can happen where you are.
This is coming.
Okay, if they're going to export this technology into one place, they can export it into any willing paying government's arms. And governments will pay a lot of money to ZTE to have this implemented. And it will be very expensive to do. We're coming up free time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News.
As rain continues in Northern California, crews are still battling the deadly campfire. Fire officials do say the rain will help put out the flames, but could also trigger flash flooding. USA Radio Network's Wendy King is in Chico, California, and she caught up with two people who lost everything.
My name is Efren Tavazan. I am too a victim. I survived. Did you lose your house ever?
Yes, I did.
Pastor Jerry Hangenfelder, I lost everything from the fire, and I've been here since day one giving, not taking.
There is a lot of misconceptions when it comes to getting that turkey ready for Thanksgiving dinner, such as how to thaw that turkey out properly. Mary Ann Gravel with the USDA has the safest way to thaw a frozen turkey.
If you have purchased a frozen turkey, you want to thaw that in the refrigerator. It takes longer, but that's the safest way to do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves. We're talking about the idea of control. The idea of governments controlling you through technology. Technology, of course, a wonderful double-edged sword that we've talked about, you know, a myriad of times, how technology can be used to free, like with things like Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, with the freedom of information that can flow without having to ask permission. There's so much that is so good about technology that can help those of us who care about freedom. But on the other side, on the other hand, when put into the hands of the people who don't care about freedom, who hate freedom, who want to crush freedom, technology can be used to do those things too. And that's the story that you've begun to tell about the latest development from Venezuela. It is not good news. It is not it's not sort of a laughable story like, oh, Venezuela with their Petro, which we've been following for a while, where they've got this ridiculous claim of a cryptocurrency that's not actually a cryptocurrency, and it's just a boondoggle.
And might not actually even exist except for in the mind of somebody, but that could be said about a lot of ICOs.
Yeah, and that's a story that's just kind of like, ha-ha, incompetent government. This one, on the other hand, is, oh, dear, scary government.
The Fatherland Card.
Yeah, the father. That's literally what it's called, the Fatherland Card.
That's the English translation of Carnet de la Patria.
So you actually pulled up a little bit of information about ZTE, the Chinese company that is involved in promoting this technology and manufacturing it.
They describe themselves as state-owned, privately run.
Mm-hmm. That's a strange statement, isn't it? Like, what does that even mean? Is this like the claim that...
It's like General Motors.
Well, that would be... The claim there would be privately run or no, privately owns. Well, I don't know.
No, the federal government has a, you know, owns a lot of shares of General Motors.
That's true.
But it's a private entity that runs the business.
Well, if basically every business in this country is government regulated,
true,
privately run, how different is that?
Where do you draw the line, though, between state owned and privately run? Like, if it's state owned, isn't it also therefore state run? Because if the state owns the thing, then they can pick the private people who run the private company, or, well, you know, this to me, I don't think that you can have both of those things at once. You're either privately owned and operated, and yeah, okay, the state could come in and try to tell you.
The post office is kind of a good example. To where the post office loves saying, we're an
independent
company,
mm-hmm,
but it's owned by the federal government.
I consider it a government-run operation,
right,
from top to bottom, in the same way that calling yourself state-owned, privately run, as ZTE is doing here, like you said, sounds like the post office to me.
Yeah.
I don't care if you call yourself private. If you're state-owned, by definition, you cannot actually be private,
correct,
I don't think.
Right.
If you want to weigh in on this, you're certainly welcome to do so. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. By the way, I want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System. You can get a Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by using our link, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Why would you want to do it? Well, they're HD cameras and they're wireless. So you want to talk about easy setup? This is it. It just doesn't get any easier than the Blink system. At least I can't even imagine how they could have made it even more streamlined than it is. Because I've done this. You know, I've got the camera set up here at the LRN.FM studio, and also Mark's got it down at his house. And if Mark can do it, then that means that anybody can do this. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
By the way, I did look Doc Quinn up. He is alive.
This is the guy from the Venezuelan government's envoy that went to China a decade ago to look at this technology.
Yes.
When he came back, he expressed concerns that it could be used for nefarious purposes. He apparently expressed those concerns to the government that he was working for, and that's when they proceeded to torture him.
Right, and his whole reason for going on that mission was to develop a Venezuelan national ID, especially for getting in and out of the country, kind of a passport kind of a deal.
Right.
He was a federal, he was a government contractor then,
mm-hmm,
and that's basically everything he's ever done. He's in Virginia right now.
So he got the hell out. He got his ass beat.
Yeah, he's in the D.C. metro area, and he's, you know, still working for
probably
the government.
Working for a different government now.
Correct.
Right?
ZTE, again, the Chinese telecom, who is really at the heart of the Fatherland Project. Reuters says their involvement is detailed here for the first time as part of a $70 million government effort to bolster national security. Venezuela last year hired ZTE to build a Fatherland database and create a mobile payment system for use with the card. According to contracts reviewed by Reuters, a team of ZTE employees is now embedded in a special unit in CanTV, the Venezuelan state telecommunications company that manages the database, according to former and current employees of CanTV. The Fatherland card is troubling to some citizens and human rights groups who believe it's a tool for Chavez's successor, Nicolas Maduro, to monitor the populace and allocate scarce resources to his loyalists.
Yeah, I've got a related headline that we can get to later, speaking of these scarce resources. According to human rights groups, 80% of Venezuelans are now short of food.
Hector Navarro, one of the founders of the ruling Socialist Party and a former minister under Chavez, said of the Fatherland Card program, it's blackmail. Venezuelans with the card now have more rights than those without it.
Mm.
In a phone interview, Su Qinfeng, the head of ZTE's Venezuela unit, confirmed ZTE sold Caracas servers for the database and is developing the mobile payment application. The company, he said, violated no Chinese or local laws and has no role in how Venezuela collects or uses cardholder data. He said, we don't support the government. We just develop for our market.
Wait, who is this? ZTE's person?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, here's my question. So if ZTE is a state-run entity.
Yeah.
So basically China.
The Chinese government.
Is China investing in Venezuela, or is Venezuela trying and just searching for something to help them out of their issues?
I'm assuming $70 million was not China paying Venezuela to take the system. It was Venezuela buying the system from China.
Right. All right. So the question is it actually worth $70 million, or is it worth more than that? And this is a handshake deal between the two countries.
It's worth whatever somebody pays for it.
Because China is investing all over the planet and all over in every country, especially Africa.
Well, I bet you if you looked,
Venezuela is resource heavy, and China is, they're becoming the new empire of spreading their branches all over the globe.
It actually would probably, if China could take over Venezuela, it would probably be good for Venezuela, because at least China understands, for whatever reason, the Chinese government understands how to get companies to work, right? Because the Venezuelan government has failed miserably at nationalizing corporations, which has been happening.
We read a story, what was it, earlier this year about the 700-some-odd companies that had been nationalized by the Venezuelan government.
Over the last decade or however long it's been. But and then run into the ground. So they, it's like 70 plus or 80% of them have been operating at a loss ever since the government.
If they're still operating.
Well, I'm throwing it out there. Look for Venezuela to become a Chinese colony in the very near future.
I bet you if you were to do that, if you were to look into it, because I feel like, I can't say for sure, but I know that in the past we've talked about Venezuela a lot on Free Talk Live. And they're obviously very cozy with other communist governments around the world. Cuba, Russia, China, these are three of the countries that have been mentioned prominently when it comes to sort of support of Venezuela, financial support, supporting the elections, the countries that came out and said, we support Nicolas Maduro in his sham election, because he was recently reelected in a sham election, where basically the opposition was essentially rounded up and prevented from voting and all kinds of
and
nasty,
prevented from running against him.
Exactly, and nasty, nasty things that they were doing. And I'm pretty sure China was on the list of the short list of countries that supported the election result.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Bring us whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We've also got our Discord on-air call-in line room, so hop on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in there and talk to us about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about Venezuela and their ID card program. They're teaming up with a Chinese manufacturer, which really just means that
telecom company.
Yeah, telecom. Well, somebody's got to make these cards, right? But either way, they are teaming up with this Chinese company, which basically means they're teaming up with the Chinese government.
Yes.
Because the Chinese government runs the Chinese companies. I'm not saying you shouldn't buy. Like, if you're a private business and you can get the best product at the best price from a Chinese company, I'm not saying don't do it. I mean, you got to do what you got to do to make your business work.
You should shop locally, Ian.
But this isn't your average
product. That means nobody in New Hampshire can ever buy a banana. This is something that annoys me to no end.
Did you know he was going to do that?
I have embraced, not embraced, but I understand the myths of buying local. And I talk to the local people here all the time about it. And Daryl's going to go ahead with it.
Right. So people don't actually take buy local to its logical conclusion.
Of course not. You only do when it's convenient.
Right. So sometimes they mean, oh, no, you should buy within your county or your state. Well, I'm sorry, but I live closer to two other states than I do to the farthest part of New Hampshire. Should I drive over to Portsmouth 2 hours to buy a product when I can go to Brattleboro 20 miles away and buy the same thing?
Right. If you bought local here in Keene, the only thing you would get is maple syrup and ball bearings.
Tree sap and rocks.
And that's it. And firewood. Well,
no, you wouldn't even be able to get the ball bearings because they're not getting the steel locally.
You would not
be able to get coffee in New Hampshire because coffee's not produced in New England. You wouldn't be able to get bananas.
It would be so boring. It would be even worse.
This is the classic making of the pencil.
I can't eat all over poutine.
We require the entire planet to make a pencil.
Yeah.
If we bought local, we couldn't have pencils.
I can't eat poutine because that's imported from Canada. They don't actually import the poutine, but like the food itself,
the idea
was creation from Canada. But I can buy Tex-Mex because somehow, you know, that's the same country, and so therefore it.
Well, I don't think the buy localists are going to go so far as to say you can only buy the things that were invented in your area, because then that would really cut it down.
It's one of those things to where they say you should buy local, but what they really mean is buy from a small company.
I think they mean buy locally and from a small company.
Walmart
bad, but the corner news store, good. Trader Joe, kind of bad. Mm-hmm. Local co-op, good, even though the local co-op carries the same stuff that Trader Joe has.
You know what their big issue, you want to boil down the problem with the myths. A lot of small businesses are going out of business. Some of them, the old people are retiring,
right.
But a lot of them, they can't afford to keep the lights on. And they can't afford to pay the property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of actually tackling the situation at the base, they are throwing out this myth that you should pay more money
and
buy local than something you can just buy online for much cheaper and probably get a better product and better customer service too. That's what I do for a living. I sell books all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I spend a lot of my money here in this community. People in California, people in Texas, people in Florida are sending me money.
Correct.
I'm sending them a product. They're getting the best product for the best price. And I'm still in business after 4 years, so I'm doing a good job.
Yeah, you must be doing something right.
And they don't want me to be in business. These locals, they're like, you're destroying the community. No, I've got money. I'm spending the money. I just bought gas on the way here.
Right. You're helping the community by bringing money into it from the outside area.
But you buy local mythsters. You're the problem because you won't tackle this from the base, you won't tackle this at the root, which is why are these local businesses going out of business? Because of the damn property tax.
Sure. I mean, the property taxes are hurting. There's no doubt about that. I don't know if I would say that's the only reason they're going out of business. I mean, some businesses are just going to fold. You could probably get rid of the property. You remember that bookstore, Daryl, in Concord that we used to go to years ago? There was this...
Yes.
There was this...
Liberty Books.
Yeah, libertarian-owned bookstore in Concord that... By all indications, should have been, as far as costs were concerned, fairly low. The dude lived above the store.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of those things. I think he might have owned the property. I'm not clear.
I believe
that.
He did.
I suspect he did own the property.
Because he mentioned tenants as well. So
right.
I think there was like two units above.
Yeah.
He lived in one, and I think he had tenants in the other.
Now, there's no doubt that property taxes are a burden, and I'm not going to say that's not a huge factor likely in whether or not somebody can make it or not. However, when you've got a product like books, sorry to say, it's just getting harder out there to run that particular business.
Right.
You've got competition coming in from all different places.
You got to evolve. You got to add video games into your mix, or you got to add.
He had comic
trinkets.
Books. You know, he had. Look, part of the problem was maybe the store wasn't run the best, and it was kind of a little messy at times, but regardless...
It wasn't on the main street, so there were a lot of things going against him.
Yeah, there were a lot of things going against him, but the number one thing going against him was his product. I mean, it's books.
And Liberty Books at that.
Yeah.
Right, so it was a niche within a niche.
Well, it wasn't Liberty Books. They still had like just comic books, and they had all kinds of different books in there. It was just called Liberty Books, and I wouldn't say it was a niche within a niche. I would say it was just books. And so whether or not he was paying property taxes or not on that, I think he probably still would have gone under.
Right.
Simply because it's hard to get people to buy books. I mean, we're in a culture now where reading is something you do on a phone.
4 years, I haven't seen any decline. So e-books have not...
You also don't have a brick-and-mortar location.
Right, right. That's what we're comparing
e-books
here.
Have not... Well, no.
You have the whole world
Actually, if anything, I put that man out of business.
You could have been a factor in that.
I mean, yeah. I could probably sell a book for a third of the price that he was selling his.
Sure.
And
now you're not selling new books, and he was doing some new books.
I do sell new books.
Do you? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you got all used.
I sell all
stuff.
Of the above.
Okay, cool. Well, either way, yes, you probably were undercutting him. You and the other sellers on eBay and Amazon and, you know, all the other places on the internet were making it easier for people to get books into their hands. That's why we've seen major booksellers going under. Remember Barnes & Noble? Wasn't it Barnes & Noble that shut
Borders.
Down? Oh, it was Borders. Thank you. Yeah, Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble's still out there. But Borders closed their entire chain. You know, it worked for a long time, and then it stopped working. And that wasn't because Borders property taxes went up, right? It was just because that model just doesn't work that well anymore.
Correct, and that's the same problem with the supporters of the buy local myth that times change and people are going to evolve, and they're going to the problem is when you get to a point where you can't adapt to the new. To the new flow, to the new situation that is at hand.
I don't think that you can blame the buy localers, though, for property taxes or not fighting the right place, because most people don't think you can fight City Hall, Conan.
Right.
I mean, it's a pervasive myth.
But for some reason, they think they can spread this message of buy local.
It's easier, honestly. Going up against City Hall means you're going to be a target. If you're going to this, you know, if you're promoting
the problem is the people I'm talking about who are spreading this message in this community, they are City Hall.
Hmm.
A lot of these are the local bureaucrats.
Really?
They get on there and they're like, oh, and don't forget to buy local and vote for me on Monday or Tuesday.
Well, that's pandering to some extent. I mean, they want to appear as though they are this ultra-local person. But I bet if you look at their credit card statement, they're buying from Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and,
yeah.
Well, one thing that's interesting, and my girlfriend Jackie asked me about this a couple of days ago. We were driving around and saw a couple of signs that said something about Plaid Friday.
Right.
And she said, is that because, like, everybody that lives in New Hampshire is white and they can't call it Black Friday? I said, no. that's not it at all. It's to differentiate between, like, the big corporate things and the local stuff.
You know what? Jackie's on to something. These are the diversity folk. And they were looking, they were just searching out for some way to get away from calling it Black Friday.
No, they were trying to differentiate businesses.
It's a local business thing.
I have never heard Plaid Friday till this year. How long has it been in existence?
A few years.
I've heard about it ever since I've lived here.
Yeah, I've heard about it at least ever since the folks over at Route 101 have been here. So your Thursday night co-host, Chris Reitman, he runs a little gift shop in the area called Route 101 Local Gifts. Or local goods, and he participates in Plaid Friday.
Mm.
It's something that was organized by this group called Monadnock Buy Local, which is a very nice group of people, and I do not think it's run by a city bureaucrat. It's run by, actually, a lady named Jen, who is in charge of the organization. The guy from the Monadnock Shopper, the publisher, he's on the board of directors, so I don't think you're correct. I think what you're saying is politicians support it, but they're not the ones running these programs.
Right, well, that's interesting that Chris is a part of this program, and he's not a part of the city chamber of commerce?
I don't know. That's a good question. There's more coming up here in moments. We got the Chinese story thing, the ID card thing to get back. We'll wrap all this back into it.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.